A true man of the people. If ever a man fitted these words, it was Abraham Lincoln. Born and raised in the humblest of circumstances, self-educated, as physically unattractive as his soul was handsome. Here was the rare man who could fight for a cause with all of his might, heart, and mind, and yet harbor no malice for those who opposed him. Almost a political unknown, in 1858, Lincoln ran against Stephen Douglas as a candidate for the Senate. He was defeated. But through the now famous Lincoln-Douglas debates, his name and his ideals became known throughout the country. And in 1860, the new Republican Party nominated Abraham Lincoln for president. Lincoln had made his position clear from the start. He had said the struggle over slavery was as old as man's struggle between right and wrong, or between freedom and tyranny. That it was essentially a struggle against all who would say, "You work and toil and earn bread, and I'll eat it." The honor of the South had been insulted beyond tolerance, and its way of life threatened beyond endurance. Within weeks after his election, 7 states seceded from the Union. Lincoln was inaugurated on March 4, 1861, and on April 12th, the bombardment of Fort Sumter began the Civil War. For 4 terrible years, the nation was drenched in its own blood, and through those years, no American suffered more than did Abraham Lincoln. This man who abhorred violence was its employer. Tortured and alone, he bore the brunt of the bitter conflict. He was ridiculed, statesmen deserted him, there was even talk of forcing him to resign. And through it all, his one thought was for the preservation of the Union. With the fall of Richmond, victory was assured. And since it's easy to champion a winner, Lincoln's popularity was reestablished. To his own surprise, he was overwhelmingly elected to a second term. Now his work was just begun. With the Union saved, peace and forgiveness became his abiding passion. With malice toward none, with charity for all. But the nation was never to see the nobility of those sentiments become a reality. For on the night of April 14, 1865, a crazed assassin, John Wilkes Booth, crept up the stairs in Ford's Theater to the box where the president sat and fired a shot into the back of his head. Abraham Lincoln, emancipator of the slaves, savior of the Union, died the next day. But within the imperishable spirit of truth and freedom, he lived, still lives, and shall always live.